I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It goes without saying that as one chapter closes, another begins. And this year marked the end of the Space Shuttle program. Earlier this fall, thousands of people gathered to see the Space Shuttle Endeavour flying over Los Angeles and then being transported on the ground to its permanent home. The shuttle is now on display at the California Science Center. The Atlantis made its way home to the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The shuttle won't be on full display until next summer, but there's actually an online camera that's showing some of the construction process. And then there's the Discovery, which first launched in 1984 and has completed more missions than any other spacecraft. Today, it's replacing the prototype shuttle Enterprise at the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum in Washington. What happened to the Enterprise? That was moved to the Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum in New York, where it suffered some damage from Hurricane Sandy. So watch this space to find out when you can see that one again. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.